This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A Syrian national wounded 4 children and an adult in a knife attack in a park in southeastern French town of Annecy on Thursday, police said. They say some victims are critically ill in the hospital. The attacker was a Syrian national with legal refugee status in France, a police officer told Reuters. He was not known to security agencies and his motives were unclear, an investigative source said. French lawmakers learned of the attack during their session. The National Assembly president invited people to respect 1 minute of silence for the families and those who have been injured. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continues to hang over millions in the U.S. and Canada. At a news conference Wednesday, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that poor air quality from hundreds of wildfires is disrupting the lives of millions.
I want to recognize the air quality statements that have been issued by Environment Canada because of wildfire smoke. People across the country are being affected. We're seeing vulnerable people at risk, outdoor events canceled, kids having to be kept inside at recess.
Audio courtesy of CTV, more than 400 blazes burning across Canada have left 20,000 people displaced. The White House says Russia's 15-month-old invasion of Ukraine will be top of mind when U.S. President Joe Biden hosts British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the Oval Office Thursday. At a news conference Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Russia's invasion will be a key topic.
As you know, the NATO alliance has been strengthened because of the president's leadership, and so of course Ukraine and Russia will be top of mind and discussed.
This is Prime Minister Sunak's first visit to the White House as British leader. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Thursday that his forces had repelled large-scale overnight attempts by Ukrainian troops to break through the front line in the southern Zaporizhia region and had inflicted heavy losses on them. Reuters could not independently verify Shoigu's battlefield account, and there was no immediate comment on the situation from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the flood-stricken southern region of Kherson on Thursday. He's there to assess the scale of devastation after the destruction of a huge dam whose waters submerged homes, fields, and roads. Russia and Ukraine have traded blame for the bursting of a Soviet-era hydroelectric dam, which sent waters cascading across the war zone of southern Ukraine Tuesday. U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have formally notified former U.S. President Donald Trump that he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, adding to his legal troubles as he seeks the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The investigation by Special Counsel Jack Smith has scrutinized Trump's handling of classified documents he brought with him to his Florida resort after leaving the White House in 2021. Activists quietly protested outside a Japanese court Thursday as it ruled that the lack of legal protection for LGBTQ plus people appear to be unconstitutional. This is the latest ruling that may help push the country toward allowing same-sex marriage. The activists carried signs reading freedom of marriage for all people, two-mom family, and marriage equality. The ruling involved the last of 5 court cases brought by 14 same-sex couples in 2019 that accused the government of violating their equality, and it comes during Gay Pride Month. A volcano in the U.S. Pacific Islands state of Hawaii is erupting again, the AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Located on Hawaii's Big Island, Kilauea is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. But it's been silent since March, until early Wednesday when the U.S. Geological Survey says a glow was detected in webcam images from the summit caldera. They show fissures at the base of the crater generating lava flows on the crater floor's surface. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory says increased earthquake activity and changes in patterns of ground deformation at the summit started Tuesday night, indicating the movement of magma in the subsurface. The activity is all within a closed area of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and not threatening any communities. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.